are listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We've had a wonderful morning with many experts. Now we have Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar Energy. So if you have any questions for him about solar, tax credits, anything, please join the conversation at 437-1620. We would love to hear from you. I know last time we had quite a few questions about solar, so hopefully we have some more today. Michael, so good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And if you want more information about anything we talk about, compasssolar.com is where you can go for more information and their contact information. Do you have a phone number for them? Let's see. I found it, 446-4351, correct?
Well, we have a few phone numbers.
Okay.
That's not how we track it. Our main office line is 850-439-0035.
Oh.
I'll say it again, 850-439-0035.
Perfect. And they service many areas, Pensacola, Milton, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Panama City, New Mexico Beach. So you, if you're listening, they can help you for sure.
Absolutely. We try to serve all of our local community, which we consider our local community to be the Florida Panhandle. Northwest Florida.
Perfect. And so let's talk a little bit about solar. Why would someone choose solar?
There's a few different reasons that people decide. We say go solar, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a few different reasons that people decide to go solar. There's an environmental reason. The energy is cleaner. It doesn't produce exhaust fumes. It doesn't cause quite as much pollution as some other fuel sources and energy sources. The main reason, however, is to shrink the energy bill. It's to save money on electricity. It's the least expensive way to generate electricity.
And we need that now more than ever.
We do. It's a one-time investment, and these panels are warrantied for, manufacturers' warranties are up to 25 years, and we even add another 5 years to the warranty after that. So we have a program where there's a 30-year warranty on the panels and inverters. So it's an investment that'll last at least 30 years.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty unlikely that it's all just going to break the day after the 30th year. So, it'll last even longer than that. But it's something that, you pay for it one time and then it pays you back for, decades.
Right. And especially now with rates just going up constantly, this is a great time to head on over to them, give them a call. They are on Town Street, Pensacola, Florida. So they're local. They service many areas, and have them do a consult for you.
Absolutely. We can send a solar consultant to your home. It'll be a free info session. It's really important to learn as much as you can from a qualified expert or professional. What we see out there is just a couple of, unfortunate stories. It was, not our company that did it, but we ran into a situation where this was a person who had decided to go solar, and we don't know the entirety of the situation, but what we found was that we were asked to perform a service call because this particular person didn't believe that their system was working properly, and they could not get a hold of the company that they had purchased the system from.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went over there, what we found was that all of their solar panels were installed on the north side mm-hmm. of their house, and it was just covered in tree shade.
Oh, man.
And so that is a situation where it really matters what direction the panels face.
Absolutely.
And it really matters whether or not there's going to be shadows or shading.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do a very thorough analysis, and we'll give an accurate projection of what a system is going to produce. But what it looked to us was it looked like the calculations given to this particular customer were from a solar array that would have been facing a different direction, not with no shading at all. So it was just, it didn't produce the way it was supposed to produce, and it never will. And that's the unfortunate thing. So you know, without bringing the mood down,
I know.
I want to stress to people, give us a call, mm-hmm. right? If you're going to go solar, just give Compass a call so that we can walk you through the process and give you accurate projections of what the solar is actually going to do, because not every site is perfect for solar.
Okay.
And that is the situation. Not every single scenario is perfect for solar. And we'll give you the honest truth. Most people, it works, but there are some circumstances that it's not a good fit. And so you got to be careful out there. Another situation, this one has, you know, we'll call it a happy ending. We just installed batteries mm-hmm. for a customer who we did not install their solar panels, but we just installed their batteries. And this is a customer in Pensacola, and he was concerned about his solar production. And so when we got out there and we ran an analysis on, you know, what could potentially improve his production, or actually what he thought was that he needed to purchase more panels. And so when we got out there, we found that the number of panels that he had, the size system that he had, was sufficient for his electric bills. Mm-hmm. It's just that, the company that he purchased the system from did not explain to him how badly his trees that were right in his backyard hovering over his roof mm-hmm. were going to impact that production. Mm-hmm. So we told him about it. And he had the trees trimmed or removed mm-hmm. and his power bill, which had not changed much since he went solar, suddenly went from over $200 to just barely over the connection fee.
Really?
So just by taking care of that tree shade issue, mm-hmm. that no one ever said anything to
Isn't
him about that.
Isn't that crazy, though?
So he's had solar for about a year.
That is the point of solar, to have the sun on it.
Correct. Right. Well, you think that, I guess sometimes when you're in it, you don't really think about it, but that's one thing solar needs is the sun. That's it. That's the one key element that is needed for those panels. So we let him know that he needed to take care of the tree shading issue, and he did. And he is very thankful that he called us, let me tell you.
And you service other companies' solar.
All the time.
All the time. So I wanted to let our listeners know that. If they have maybe another company and they said, I want Compass to come out and check it out.
Absolutely. We do all the time. This is something that we have realized there's a huge need for. Mm-hmm. In 2020, when, you know, COVID and everything happened, I guess a lot of solar companies, newer solar companies or out-of-town solar companies mm-hmm. either went out of business or they left town. And so we got bombarded, in fact,
really?
With calls mm-hmm. from people from other solar companies' customers that needed their system serviced. They weren't working properly, or something wasn't right. They weren't producing the way they were supposed to. And so we ended up with a several month backlog, which is not a good thing. I mean, it sounds like a good thing from the company standpoint, but it's really not, because then mm-hmm. you have people waiting for weeks and months.
Right.
So what we did is we decided that we needed to shift the focus into our service department, because we see there's such a need in our community for people that have gone solar, that have made this big investment mm-hmm. And then have no one to help them if something goes wrong. So that's where we're coming in.
I think we were talking about that last time about roofers, like after the hurricane and people come in from out of town, they want to put a roof on your house, and then something goes wrong and you have nowhere to go because they aren't
yes.
local.
It happens. It happens way too much, unfortunately. The storm chasers come. Some of them do a great job and they really help us out, and some of them do a really bad job and mm-hmm. and they leave a scar.
Right. But you're there to help them heal.
Well, that's right. So
absolutely.
Same thing with solar. That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can visit KempisSolar.com or give them a call at 439-0035. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar Energy. If you want to join our conversation, you have a question about solar, maybe you have it, maybe you're thinking about getting it, please give us a call or a text at 437-1620. So solar panel systems, they're for residential or commercial buildings, correct?
Correct. Essentially the same thing. Residential, commercial, we even do government projects.
Okay, nice.
And there is a income tax credit for businesses as well as for commercial projects as well as residential
okay.
projects. And I'll touch on that again. just for anyone that's not aware, there is a 30% federal income tax credit when you go solar. That means that up to 30% of the total cost of the project comes back to you in the form of an income tax credit. It's not a rebate. Just want to make that perfectly clear. What we find is there's a lot of misinformation right. out there, and even some of the other solar companies, solar sales companies, even solar installers around town either don't fully understand it or are not communicating it thoroughly enough. I'm not sure why.
I have to say that I've had a consult for solar, and I thought it was rebate. I think that right. it was not communicated well enough or correctly in a way that we can understand it.
Or maybe the salesperson didn't even know.
Maybe.
Because maybe that's how they were trained.
So basically, it's like if you owe $5,000, it helps you not to owe that money, but you don't get money back.
It depends on the type of income.
Okay.
And the type of income tax that you pay. Mm. So for a W-2 employee, typically, all of their income taxes are paid before they ever see their paycheck. So a lot of times with a W-2 employed person, they receive the income tax credit because they've paid into the income tax system for the entire year without ever even seeing it. Mm-hmm. But for a 1099 independent contractor or a self-employed person, a business owner, a retired person, people that own nonprofit organizations that are not having income taxes taken out of their paycheck every week or every month, however they're paid, then it's not a guarantee that you're going to receive that chunk of money,
right.
Which is what a lot of people think is coming their way. Or even if a W-2 employed person, if their income, if what they paid into the income tax system is not enough to receive the full 30% back in one shot, you can extend it over a period of years. But if you were planning on receiving the whole thing all at once, and then you don't qualify for it, that can really wreck your finances.
Yeah, that can be detrimental for
sure. Absolutely. So what we want to do is make it clear that you've got to consult with your tax professional
okay.
before you go solar. Don't make the assumption that you're going to get it
right.
Just because a salesperson sitting at your kitchen table said, oh yeah, you're definitely going to get it.
Yeah.
They don't know any more about your taxes than anyone, mm-hmm. really.
I'm glad you talked about that, because sometimes they can be, I don't want to say pushy or believable, but they can talk in a way that makes you feel like they know what they're talking about.
Well, they probably believe it. What we find is that there's a lot of people out there that they're in the profession, but they're not really trained. They're just sort of thrown out there.
Okay.
To figure it out. And so they've got Google just like everyone else right. has Google. And, so what we find, it's poorly trained people, training poorly trained people, or maybe not training people at all. Mm-hmm. So for a solar consultant to take a sales call that we receive, there's about a 3-month training process.
Oh, wow.
So, they're shadowing someone that's qualified, that's been with the company for about 3 months before we sort of
okay.
release them on their own.
Yes.
And that is very important, we think, because even in the 3 months that we spend training them, you know, there's still questions that they have, things that they have to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, it's impossible to know everything about it. But we try as hard as we can to properly educate every single person that gives us a call, every customer that gives us a call. Because so many things happen.
Right. And then I want to talk a little bit about maintenance for solar.
Sure.
So if you go with Compass Solar, have your solar installed, is there how many times a year would they do that maintenance? Is it included?
Good question. Maintenance is not included in the purchase of a solar system.
Mm-hmm.
It always sounds weird calling it a solar system, doesn't
right.
it? Because of the Milky Way, but it's what we call it. So it's similar to buying any product or any appliance. The manufacturers all have a limited warranty. And so it's almost like a prorated warranty.
Okay.
Depending on which brand of solar panel you buy, which brand of inverter you buy, all the different types of equipment,
right.
there's limited warranties. So the longer you have the system, the less is covered by that warranty. So we actually offer an extended warranty, a 30-year warranty. It comes with every system that we install. It just automatically is included. So it covers a lot more than what the manufacturer's limited warranties cover. But there's not a lot of maintenance upkeep on solar. So it's not, you know, hopefully the way I'm talking about it doesn't make it seem like it's going to be this thing that you constantly have to maintain. Mm-hmm. There's no moving parts, so there's not a whole lot to go wrong. It is high voltage. It is electricity. So you know, eventually parts do wear out. Because it's all sitting outside in the weather. It's getting super hot from the sun. So nothing lasts forever. But we find that really it's less than once a year that you would need a service call.
Okay.
And even then, a lot of times it may be covered under the warranty.
Oh, nice.
There's some great warranties out there. As far as cleaning panels go, that might be the only thing that
I was
would
just
be
thinking that,
regular upkeep. Right.
The pollen here is out of control.
It is.
Starting in February.
It is. Sure. You get a nice thick coat of pollen on your panels and you see some, you know, production goes down. Then it might be time to clean the panels off.
Right.
So every inverter manufacturer these days has a monitoring app where you can monitor how much your panels are producing. Mm-hmm. So you can see in real time whether or not your panels are working as well as they should be.
Oh, nice.
So it's easy to monitor something like that. And it's also easy to see the production go up after you have the panels cleaned.
So, that is nice.
Absolutely. If you look up and your solar panels are covered in a yellow haze, that would be the time to give
us a call.
Probably
a good idea. We'll or you're sneezing.
Sure. Every time I look at my solar panels, I sneeze. I know. It must be covered in pollen.
It may.
That's what it is. So just let us come and scrub them off for you.
There you go. And please don't do it yourself.
I don't recommend it. No. You can. You could do anything yourself.
Well, of course. You know? But once the professionals
YouTube
get up on your roof.
Sure. But I've heard of people using Windex on their solar panels, which, you know, there's a protective laminate film on those solar panels. And the ammonia in the Windex will
eat
through that.
Oh, you don't
protective
want that.
Coating. So you just don't want to. You don't want to get up there and think that it's like cleaning windows.
I was going to say, this isn't just glass, okay?
That's right. It's not. It's not the same.
You got to think of this as a big investment, something kind of like a very, very, very fancy car. You don't want people touching it. You want professionals touching it. So this is a huge investment. I'm talking about 30 years. So you want the professionals touching it.
That's
putting
right.
the correct chemicals on it or whatever they need to clean it. So
that's right. And the truth is, having your solar panels cleaned, a lot of times, you know, by a professional, of course, who knows what to look out for, we're able to spot potential problems before they come up, like debris being built up under the panels from, you know, the neighbor's leaves that have blown under the panels and gotten caught. So, you know, we could take a leaf blower and we can blow that out. That way it doesn't potentially cause leaks.
Oh, very good.
Because debris sitting on a shingle roof can cause leaks. So things like that, or a loose connection that you didn't know was there that's just sort of, you know, waiting to short circuit.
Right.
All this stuff it's not on a regular basis that we find things like that, but, I mean, these things happen. Or how about when all the tornadoes came last year? That can cause your panels to sort of pull just enough to where they need to be tightened up a little bit. So, you know, while we're cleaning them, we can do an inspection.
Okay, perfect.
And we can tighten them up for you.
I wanted everyone to know it's compasssolar.com with three S's, because that gets kind of difficult. It's compasssolar.com. So three S's. Don't forget that. This is Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar Energy. You can visit their website, compasssolar.com, or give them a call at 439-0035. We're talking all things solar right now. If you'd like to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. We want to make sure that you have someone local and dependable when it comes to solar that you can call on, and they're in town. That's super important. You have someone in town. They service many different areas: Pensacola, Destin, Milton, Mexico Beach. So if you're listening, they can service you. Or if you just have a question, give them a call. And, you know, maybe about the tax credits, why should I go solar? They have free consults. They can actually manage, do maintenance on solar that's not even yours, that's not even theirs. So
absolutely.
That's great.
And if you don't have solar yet, if you own your home and you don't have solar yet, even if you have, you know, had a sit down with other companies, I guarantee you, I promise you, it is not the same thing as sitting down with someone from Compass Solar. It is not even close.
Okay.
The level of information that you'll receive from our professionals is, well, it's next level, I would say.
And y'all have been around since 1998.
Correct.
You have lots, and then you have certifications.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you are
NAPSA
top notch.
Certified, sure thing. BBB accredited. I'm pretty sure we still have that A+ rating. Yes. We won a Torch Award from the Better
Business
Bureau.
Did you?
I know you guys did too.
Nice.
So I see it sitting up there
yes.
in the glass case. So we have one sitting too. Torch Award is for ethics, by the way, if anybody was wondering what that was about. So we'll take care of you. We'll treat you right. Our mission statement rather is, if we take care of our customers, God will take care of us.
I love that. We had a friend text in, what is the average payback in years on a system installed on a 1,800 square foot home?
Well, the size of the home doesn't matter. What okay. matters is the size of the energy bill. And the typical payback is going to, the payback period, I guess is what's being asked, mm-hmm. Could be 7 to 10 years, could be 12 to 15 years. It really just depends on how you're paying for it. There are cash options, there are financing options. Even the financing options come with their own fees and interest rates. So there's a lot to consider. It's really a tough one. There is no cookie cutter answer, and, right. and that's what we try to explain to people.
Well, if you need an answer, compasssolar.com. 3 S's, don't forget, or give them a call at 439-0035. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming out and talking to me today. Like I said, if you need more information, News Radio 92.3, we'll have this podcast up for you to listen to again if you missed any information. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a lovely Thursday.